Okay, so the Gemara continues. Sam Chasam Beis Umi Maos, is the mouse Maos? Valo Olo Shulchan Malachim. Yeah. So how is this different than the how is this different than the Rabbanan's Kasha, where the Rabbanan said it's not Maos? So before, we already tried that trick. No, that we said the Avodikachavim eat the mouse. And then maybe that's not considered Maos, because of the Chav meet the mouse. Mm-hmm. Right? So what are they bringing a raya from Malachim? They're not Jewish Malachim. Right? So this corroborates what we were saying last time. Okay, so I think, so this corroborates the pshat we had last time, right? That the idea of the Ovdei Kochav eating it is not really an idea of, that's not a raya that it's a good food. That's just saying that they eat it for part of their either they're in dire straits, like somebody mentioned, or it's dafka part of their idolatry. But that was a possibility that nonetheless it makes a segment of the population, makes an achila for a certain segment of the world population, and maybe the issur is formulated kneged that. But shulchan malachim is already different. That already indicates that it's truly good. That indicates it's truly good. Right? There's certainly no anias over there. And shulchan malachim, they're not really so into the religious practices. So anyway, so that's the kasher. How could you say it's mos? It's something that's all shulchan malachim. Go ahead. So he answers his own question, apparently. Right. Habit the dabro, habit the masa. So that's the old city mouse and the field mouse. The country mouse and the city mouse.
Classic.
So, which is which? Yeah. Rash says, the masa, achvashal yishav, mos. The city mouse is mos. Okay. I don't know. Can't explain it. So Maos doesn't really mean repulsive? I mean, now it's hard to say that Maos means... is the city mouse more repulsive, psychologically more repulsive than the country mouse? Mm-hmm. Hard to say.
Yeah, you think like a sewer mouse.
For I mean, it's because you think of it as more of a, like a rat like living in the in the filth of the city. Could be. Eats garbage.
Yeah, but it's not like a different...
All right, let's go on. So, Rashi does sound like he's saying it's a different breed. He calls it a squirrel. As you say, he's saying the squirrel is good. The squirrel is good. The squirrel is tasty and the mouse is not. Well, we'll see. It does seem that way. It does seem that way.
Up until now, it didn't, though.
It's a good question. I'm not really sure. We'll have to see. When we get to the next piece of Gemara, we'll see. All right, well, we'll see. The question is it really a matter of taste or is it a matter of repulsion? We'll see. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
I'm a rabbi. Helps no sin time with the amateur. V'ach rabbi shech loyed out of my time, the rav.
Okay, so Rava says, halachically, the psak is... Nosin Tam Lufgam is definitely mutter. There's no question about that. Right? And Nosin Tam Lufgam is mutter. Yeah. And he means to say even the Nosin Tam Lufgam of a sheretz, even the Nosin Tam Lufgam of an achbar is mutter. As long as the achbar is a Nosin Tam Lufgam, it's mutter. Okay? But we don't know why Rav said the achbar and the sheikhar is usher. Okay, there's two possibilities. Either he just had a different shita. There are shitas of the Tanaim, right? Like Rabbi Meir, that that Nosin Tam of Gam is Asr. So in general, Nosin Tam of Gam is Asr. And then we just simply don't hold like him, so his shita would have no relevance to us if he in fact just paskin nosin tam of gam is asur. So our psak is nosin tam of gam is mutter. So we would just disregard the whole story of the mouse. It wouldn't have any place in halacha. Go ahead.
Imishum de kasaver nosin tam of gam mutter v'achor b'shichra ashbuchi mishbach.
Right. See, that's the interesting thing. skased, right? Because, or he says he does, he paskins nosin tamif gam is what is mutter, like we hold. And yet, so why did the asa the sheikha that had the mouse in it, right? Because it's mashbiach. It's mashbiach. So if you're going to tell me the lifgam means people are disgusted by the idea of having a mouse in the food, it can't be a mashbiach. Right? That's not possible. Then it would never be mashbiach. Because people are always disgusted when they find out that there was a mouse that was in here.
I know people
who
only eat chicken if it's in the form of a chicken.
So you see from here the question of whether it's mashbiach or pogam is purely a tam question. When it says we're not sure, in other words, what is Rav's din in the second side of the Iboya, right? In other words, Rav's doubt. He wasn't sure if it is nosin tam lefgam into the food, and Rav holds nosin tam lefgam in general as aser, or that ein achanami in any time the mouse would be a nosin tam lefgam, it would be mutter. But if it's a nosin tam l'shvach, it will be aser, right? It's treated just like anything else. It's treated just like anything else. But that means what? That means at least in terms of tam, right? When we talk about lifgam of tam, we're not talking about a psychological factor. At least in terms of the tam, it's not a psychological issue. It's an issue of actual tam. So this is, by the way, is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. That is there like an assumption that any animal that people are repulsed by is also a lufgam? Is that assumption correct? This is the Gemara sort of, the Rashba seems to hold, I think the Rashba holds that way. He holds, from here we see in general, anything that a person is disgusted by, there's an umdana, we say that it's a nosin tam lufgam. Only the mouse in the sheikhar is the only animal that is the only case that people are, that even though people are disgusted by the food, the tam is still a shvach. But other shitas argue with the Rashi. They say, no, it's not, you can't prove them here. And this case happens to be, maybe there are other cases that other animals are l'shvach and other things. Maybe so the question is like if a fly falls into your soup. That's the question that the poskim deal with. Tur Shulchan Aruch. Can you just assume that it's automatically lufgam? Right. Rashba holds anything like that, you just automatically assume it's lufgam, and you don't have to worry about the tam at all. Right. That's the way the Ramah poskins. But anyway, but more importantly for us right now, Rava is really arguing with Rashesh's din. Right? That's what the Ran explains. That Rava's saying that Rav Shesh has held what? Rav Shesh has held since the sheretz itself is lifgam, since the sheretz itself is mo'os, right? And nobody would want to eat the achbar. Nobody would want to eat it. We're talking about the city mouse, right? So then it's a chiddush, he calls it. Correct? That was Rav Shesh's idea. So the whole iser achila is a chiddush to begin with. And once the Isra Achila is the Chiddush to begin with, meaning to say it's including even something that was a Srucha Meikara, something that the Isra Achila would not be Chal on under the normal rules of Machal Suros, or according to Rashi, it's a new kind of an Isra, it's not an Isra of being, of separating people from something, right? Because they already are separated from it, it's a new form of Isra Achila. Of being machshavit into an ochel. So Rav Shesh's idea was, once you see that there's a chiddush over there, then the iser would, and the iser is already starting out including something that's lufgam, so there's no limitation on the iser. Right? In the normal iser of achila, so we'll say you can't eat nevela, fine. But nevela is a kind of food. It's no different in terms of its food quality from a shchuta. It's just the knife didn't go as far enough, or something happened with the shchita. So in terms of achila, there's no difference. In terms of being an ochel, there's no difference between nevela and shchuta. right? So the Isser Nevela is really an Isser of taking a regular food and removing it from the heter of achila. It's excluding an object that is an ochel from achila. But since the whole Isser is chal in the framework of achila, it's only insofar as it functions as an ochel. So when the nevela itself becomes srucha and no longer royal achila, there's no Isser on it anymore. Because its Isser was given in the framework of achila. When it leaves the framework of achila, it's no longer in the Isser. So that's why it's mutter when it's not royal achila, and it's also mutter when it's a nosin tam of gam, right? But Rav Sheish's idea was you can't call sheretz like that because sheretz is not edible to begin with, and yet it's aser. So you can't say when it's a nosin tam of gam it should be mutter too. Because it didn't start out in the category of achila. So why should there be a heter when it's a nosin tam of gam? The whole heter of nosin tam of gam is that it's no longer royal achila as a tam. Right? So that's why Rav Sheish's argument was that a nosin tam of gam would be usher by a sheretz. But Rava disagrees. What is Rava saying? He says, the Ran says like this, Kloma. Right. Rava didn't agree with Rav Sheish's svara that because it's a chiddush, the tam should also be aser. Ella what? So what is his answer to Rav Sheish's argument? Ein lanu bo ella shechidsha ella ma shechidsha Torah. Dahinu gufan avol pleitasan lo. That's his argument. His argument is, of course, you're right, it's a chiddush. But what is the chiddush? That it itself is also. We don't go beyond the chiddush itself. Yeah, what's so interesting about Plagos? Ein, what do you say? Ein lonu bo ela mashachit shetorah dainu gufan ova pleitason lo. But Sheish's argument was, this ushers in a whole new thing. And it's going to affect all. It's going to affect the way we treat Tom too. And Rava's argument is, you're right. It's a chiddush, and it's only different in the particular part where the chiddush lies, and that is guf, but not Tom. So, Rav Sheishis at least has a consistent picture over here, right? That it's not an ochel to begin with, and the Torah is machshavah as an ochel. The Isser is to be machshav as an ochel. And the lefgam too is also being machshav as an ochel in the framework of Tam. But Rav Sheish, Rava is funny, right? Because in terms of the Isser itself, it's usher despite it not being an ochel. But when it comes to Tam, we'll say it's mutter because it's not royal achila. Yeah, but the whole thing was asur, even though it was not royal achila. Why is the tam different than the guf adar? Rav Sheishis, logically, I mean, it makes sense, Rav Sheishis, that the same pasuk of where we get ein royal achila being mutter is where we get nosin tam of gam is mutter. So the chiddush is even though it's not royal achila, it's asur. Meaning to say, we don't have the heter of Eina Royal Achila like Nevela. That's the way the Ran learns, right? It's like a Srucha Meikaros that excludes it from the heter of Eina Royal Achila. So the heter of Eina of Tam Lefgam is also from that same source. So according to Rava, it's split up. By the Gufa Davar, we say it's a chiddush, and by the Tam, we treat it like everything else. So what do you say?
What's the source of those
nozgam? Lager shebeshrecha titnen of the same exact source that there's two heterim of tam lefgam. One is where the cheftza itself becomes not royal achila, and the other is where it is gives a tam that's not a good tam to another food. It doesn't have to be a tam that's not royal. It doesn't have to make the other food not royal achila. It just has to not function as a tam. Now, there's two systems. There's the thing as a food, and then there's the thing as a tam. As a food, it has to be not royal achila to be mutter. The guf adover has to be not royal achila in order to lose its identity as achila. But as a nosein tam, it just has to not be a good tam. And then we say it's not a tam. Right? So Rava's learning, so Rav Sheish's idea is that it doesn't have the heter of not being royal achila, because that's the iser itself. Even though it's mos and bedili in shemine, and nobody treats it like a food to begin with, nonetheless, the Torah says it's asr. Right? Nonetheless, the Torah says it's asr. That's a chiddush. We have a chiddush on that. So therefore, he's saying the chiddush is that even though it is a lifgam, it's asr. Meaning to say, so therefore, as a nosein tam lifgam, it should be asr too. Right, there's an equation between the isser of the guf and the isser of the tam. There's no, we say the general rule of the guf doesn't apply to the mouse. Because under the general rules, that's why we call it a chiddush. Under the normal rules of isser, achila, we would say anything that's a food, that's anything that's srucha meikar, that's not edible to begin with, is certainly not, there's no isser. No, if the nevela, if when the animal dies, it's disgusting. That's the case. That's the case we mean by srucha meikar. If when the animal dies, it's in such a disgusting state that nobody would eat it, it has no shame nevela. So that's the way Ron learns. Ron learns the mouse is like a srucha meikar. It's like a thing that is always bad to eat. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is it shouldn't be asr. In other words, it doesn't fit under the normal rules of ma'acholos asuros. Ma'acholos asuros is predicated on foods. So when something is a srucha meikara, there's no chalos iser. So the mouse is a srucha meikara, not the country mouse, but the city mouse is a srucha meikara. So it shouldn't be aser. That's a chiddush that it's aser. So the chiddush that it's aser should also tell you that the tam is aser, even though it's a lufgam. And Rava says, no, just the guf is a chiddush. Everything else works the same. Yeah, you see? Interesting side point is Tosfos is bothered with why is Rava in doubt if it's Lefkam or Leshvach? Just have a guy taste it, he says. Right? Vim Tomer, my kai mahocha lo yodana I eshbuchi mishabech, litami kfeil armo, let a kfeil armo taste it. So he has an answer. He says, maybe when we say it's good, it doesn't mean it actually gives a flavor, but it's mechazek the shechar.
How do you know that? Did he ask you right?
Because otherwise the Gemara wouldn't have this question. He says it has to be an unresolvable problem. And it sort of strengthens the beer, but you're not sure if it, you can never really tell if it was the mouse that did it or if it just happened on its own. He says it's mechat mechazek es hashecher umechamtzo v'hashta kishnischazek hashecher ein yadua and machmas hashecher atzmo. Can never fully be sure.
How does that make sense? Beer doesn't
break
itself.
And
mice.
Mechazek es hashecher
umechamtzo. They don't break down.
Anytime you put in the mouse, you're not sure whether the good beer is because of the mouse, or it would have happened naturally.
Right.
Experiment.
No? Experiment. They weren't experimenters. They were tasters, not experimenters. Right, let's give a little bit of sense to Rava's position. Now, it's based on like on the Reb Chaim that we were doing, right? That what? Right, based on the Reb Chaim we were doing, that he was learning. That a tam is more than just an extension of the isser, right? It's not just that I say if I taste the tam of the dover, the guf is not bottle, right? But it's another form of ma'acholos asuros itself, right? It's a new din of ma'acholos asuros. You have when the Torah tells you don't eat the nazir shouldn't eat grapes. So that's referring to the guf adover. Don't eat the chazer. That's referring to the guf adover. But the tam shel dover is not included in that din. The tam shel dover is not included in that din. right? Even if you hold the tam shel dover is not included in that din. The tam comes from the from an isser of tam ki ikar. It's a separate din of tam ki ikar, right? And in the framework of tam ki ikar, if it doesn't exist as an ochel, it doesn't qualify under the din of tam ki ikar. You understand? In other words, it won't. That was how we resolved the problem with the basar b'cholov. That even though basar b'cholov is asur when it's not royal achila, and those in tam lefgam is a heter of not being royal achila, the basar b'cholov is still mutter as a nosin tam lefgam. Why? Because it simply is not considered present without the mechanism of tam ki ikar, and tam ki ikar as a mechanism relies upon the shame of achila. So it doesn't matter what the nature of the isser is. It's true the isser itself might be even on an ein royal achila, but the question is, do I have the isser here? Is the question. If I want to produce the isser in a tavshil via tam, it's only considered present when there is a shame of tam. But tam is only considered a tam when it's a lishvach. So I simply don't have it here if it's lifgam. That's what Rava means, that it works the same as always. I mean, say it's true the Torah was mechadesh, that the guf hadavar is usher. I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have thought it's possible for sheretz to be usher, because it violates the din of srucha meyakara. But that's true. That's a chiddush. But all that chiddush does is takes the guf hadavar of sheretz and makes it into a heftz of iser. Right, but now I want to know: Do I have a shame sheretz in my tarovas? How do I ever get a shame sheretz in my tarovas? How do I get a shame of anything in my tarovas? Only via the din of tam ki ikar, right? You were here. You see what we're doing, this, right?
Yeah.
Only via the din of tam ki ikar, and tam ki ikar works dafka with the normal idea of tam. Namely, a lishvach. If it's not a lishvach into the taroves, I don't have a shame of anything in my taroves, because I don't have a qualifying tam to for the chalos shame of the isur to be here. You understand? It's a primary question. It's a question even before I have a question. It's a question of do I have the thing? It's a way of creating the shame of the Isser and the Tarovas. And its mechanism is Tam. But Tam is defined in a specific way. Tam is, to be a Tam means to say that you have to be augmenting the Tavshil. You have to be participating. You have to be supporting it. You have to be enhancing it. That's just the definition of what a Tam is in this framework. It's not a din that if I can taste it, I suspend the bittel. That's what he goes through. He goes through lengths to prove that. It's not simply a din that if I tasted it, it's mafkia the bittel, because then even lufgam would, I can taste lufgam. I can still taste lufgam, right? It's a separate din that without participating as a tam, it's not the shame of the isur is nachal. So that's what Rava says. Rava says, ain lo el chidusho. It's true, you have a chiddush that this is a chefta that I never would have thought that shouldn't be usher. May from shardinim, it shouldn't be usher. But the nature of the isser, all the isser does is like you were saying, basically, it enters it now into the category of things that are usher. Fine, but when I want to know if it's going to be usher as a tam, I still have to rely on the general dinam of tam ki ikar. It's not going to exceed that. It just becomes one of many things that has a shame of in the chefts of isur achila. But in order for it to be in the taroves as an isur achila, the shame has to be chal via the general dinam of tam ki ikar. And tam is always the same. That's a general rule. So it's true as a chefza, it's surprising that it's usher, but its presence in this tavshil is still dependent on the normal rules of how we consider things to be in the tavshil. Now, as Rav is learning, it's two separate questions. And the Isri Achila exists in two ways, as Guf HaDavar, and then as part of a Tarovas. Guf HaDavar is surprising that it's Asr, that's a Chiddush. I wouldn't believe you if you just told me that without seeing it from the Pasuk. Because I would say it goes against something else in the Torah. So there's a Chiddush that the Guf HaDavar is Asr. There's a Chiddush that there is a Shame Isr Sheretz. But now I have a totally separate question. Do I have Shame Sheretz in my Tarovas? Well, now I'll pick out my... Now I'll use the other mechanism of Tam Ki'ikr. That's the question of, do I have it here? One, the Chiddush is that it is Asr. But now the question is, do I have it here? That I have a general rule to decide when I'm considered to have things here or not. If it's Lefgam, then it's not considered to be part of Tarovas. If it's Lishvach, it is considered to be part of Tarovas. So that's Rav's argument. It's true, it's surprising that it's entered within the category of Machol Sasuros, but once it is, and that is the Chiddush. The only Chiddush we have is that it's here. How we deal with it, that's, where do you see there's a Chiddush? Where do you see that that's a Chiddush? How you deal with it? Who said that's a Chiddush? It's just a Chiddush that it's here. But it's not about, but how we deal with it, we treat it like anything else.
What does that mean, it's a Chiddush that it's here?
In other words, means to say that since it's a general rule of Srucha Meikara, Chiddush over here means that it violates another principle in the Torah, so to speak. Or is in conflict with another principle in the Torah. Like Gemara says, by Basta B'chalav is a Chiddush. Right? Because, well, it depends how you learn, but because normally if it's just Erev Tam, so it should be us, even if you soaked it all day. But it's Dafka Bishul. That's something new. You never have a thing, you never have an issue of mixing that's dependent on Erev Tam, on Bishul. So that's unusual. I would have said it should be Usur, even just soaking. So it's a Chiddush. Tells me it's not. And over here they want to learn that the din of Nevela, from Nevela, I learn that Isser is not Chal, Isser Achil is not Chal on something that is Srucha Meikara. That's a postulate. Isser is not Chal on Srucha Meikara. So Sheretz is saying is Srucha Meikara, and yet there's Isser that's Chal on it. So it's a Chiddush in terms of it goes against, it's formulated in a new way against the general formulation. It's Heter Habo Mechlal Isser. It's Isser Habo Mechlal Heter. It's called Isser Habo Mechlal Heter. If I had asked you what are the general rules, I would say, well, it should be Mutter. So it's the Chiddush is, it's an Isser, even though it's Mechlal Heter, even though it's of the category of Shrucha Meikara. This particular Shrucha Meikara is Asser. That's the way Ron, Rashin, Rantosus, and...
it's not really here.
Because he's saying the question is, what's the Chiddush? Is the Chiddush that... It's sort of like you were saying before. Is the Chiddush that it's, that we consider it like a Lashvach? That was, we're just going to change... We're going to change one prat. As you thought it should be Mutter, because it's Lefgam. So in this case, the Torah treats the Lefgam like a Lashvach, and that sort of removes the Chiddush. It removes the Chiddush. In other words, it's not a Chiddush that it's violating any principle. It works just like everything else. Except for the fact that you would have thought this is a Lefgam. Torah says, no, we consider this a Lishvach. Now every din that flows from Lefgam, you just plug in Lishvach. In other words, no Saint Tam Lefgam is always Mutter. Over here it's Asur, because in this halacha, that's what the Torah tells you. Plug in the word Lishvach every time you're about to say Lefgam by Achbar. So you want to say it should have been Asur because it's a Srucha Meikar? Say it's not a Srucha Meikar, it's Meshubach. You want to say the Tam, but then, notice what's the din of Achbar? The din of Achbar is that every case where you would consider it a Lefgam, the Torah is telling you to consider it a Lishvach. So that's going to carry through all of its permutations. Right. That's the way Skase is saying of Sheshus. And Rava is saying, no, it's Dafka, a Lefgam that's Usr. But a Lefgam that's Usr, we only know that a Lefgam that's Usr is true by its by the Guf HaDavar. But where do you see the Torah say that it's Lefgam of Tam is Usr? As if you're changing, this is what Skase is saying. If the Chiddush is that we change our framework, we change our view, and we just take a liking to the Achbar now, you normally would have, right? No, halakhically speaking. Halakhically speaking, we consider the achbar or the shvach. So that's one din. That's one chiddush. The chiddush is, in all of its applications, consider the achbar or the shvach.
What do you mean by consider the shvach? Like,
why are you saying that?
Yes, I'm just reiterating. What are you saying?
I wasn't saying that you're saying it's l'shvach. Like, I'm just saying that the din of shvach on the yikara is not a din by sure. It's not a matur by sure.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
What?
It's the same thing as saying it's l'shvach. No,
I'm
saying
that.
I thought you were saying that's Rava's chiddush. I thought you were saying it's the chiddush part of Rava. That even though it's a shvach meyikara, Rava's saying even though it's a shvach meyikara, it's us. It's mutter. It's us. Right? That's a chiddush. Yes, so it has a different. I thought you were saying it's different. I thought you were saying the reason why it's usher, even though it's a shrucha meyikara, is different according to Rav Rashi.
The shrucha meyikara being a matir does not apply to sheros.
Okay, so you saw that Gemara, it's interesting Gemara, right? Sanhedrin. About the Chiddush. Similar kind of a question. Right? Now, his question is the Edom Zomim, when are they possible from? From the time they're Magid? Or from the time they get, they become Edom Zomim. Right? So Abai says, well, once they become Edom Zomim, then they should go back from the time they were Magid. Because that's when they did what makes them possible. And Rava says, Edom Zomim is a Chiddush. Because why should you believe them over the others? So, Ein lo ela mechidush of Eilach. There's another case like that. In Yeridea, we say, if you have a tarovas, what's it called? If you have Isser Kavua, it's called Isser Kavua. So we treat it like Mechza Mechza. It's a little complicated case. But anyway, a similar kind of a thing. That you only go Mechidusho Ve'elach. So, I mean, it seems like a general... It's like a general kind of a question. When you have a din in the Torah... We have a chiddush in the Torah. How do you interpret the chiddush, right? Similar to what you were saying yesterday, Shlomo. How do you interpret the chiddush? Do you interpret the chiddush to be that it's setting up a new reality, setting up a new paradigm, right? That now we treat this. It's a statement about the Edom Zomim. You say their Maisa now is a posel, or the Tam Lefgam. Tam Lefgam itself is an Isser now. In other words, do we work it out to be in line with a certain? Do we try to incorporate it into the system itself, like make a new paradigm out of it, and let it? That it itself is a new reality, and now the lefgam itself is an oser. But we treat it like everything else. It's going to be what's new. What's new is that in this case the Torah says don't make it into an ochel, even though regular malchus suros is to exclude from achila. Over here, the Yisur Dafki is to make it into an ochel. So even though it's lefgam, it's asur, and that's going to follow down naturally. Naturally, that idea should flow. There should be consequences of that idea. In other words, it comes out like, what does the Ran say? One second. Like Rashi says. What does Rashi say here? He says. Shmamino, people know some time of gam also. Now, there's a certain chiddush in the Torah, and then there's an implication from that. And the implication is, if you would take the chiddush and work out its logical consequences, there would be a shmamino from it. There'd be an implication about a greater statement. There'd be an implication about a greater reality. But that's the question: Are we? Do you say that? From the chiddush we can now derive a whole new a new reality, and all of those would become part of the din itself. Or do we say no? Rava says you have no right to posit more than the Torah itself is directly telling you. The only thing it tells you is this one fact. You want to draw an implication and say, and therefore the Adam Zomim should be puzzled from the time they said it? That's an implication from a Chiddush. That's trying to take a Chiddush and now work with it like a normal logic. That's apparently a question in general. I mean, I don't think it's a question over here. I think it's a general question. Can we say once there is a Chiddush, does that mean that it's not a? There's no. We can't deal with it we can't make any deductions from it. We just have the Chiddush itself. Or we say no. The Chiddush is bringing in a new reality, and then we'll have to draw all the implications. Oh, we see from here that Tam Lefgam itself is an Oser by this case, then that would draw out to all its implications. I mean, beyond that, it's like a meta halacha kind of a question. When the Torah is positing a new thing, the kasha really is, I mean, I would say like this. I would say it's a question on, the truth of the matter is, why should you go beyond the Chiddush? I mean, what right do you have to go beyond the Chiddush? That's really the kasha. So I would say it's a question of which is considered less of a, which is considered positing less. Is it to say that it should work in line? Notice you have two choices here. Either you're going to say it's just an abnormality, right? But then it would be limited to its one case. Or you'll say we have to, or you'll say no. We treat it differently than it would normally be treated, but then it would work naturally with everything else. Which is considered the more conservative move? What's considered the more, in other words, I think everybody agrees when you have a Chiddush, you have no right to go beyond the smallest, the smallest move. You have to conserve. You have to be conservative. You have to stick with as much as possible the realm or the landscape before the Chiddush. But what's the more conservative over here? Is it having something that sticks out like a sore thumb, but only in one spot, or saying no, that it's the whole thing is strange, but it works in given its strangeness, given the fact that Lefgam is normally not usher, in this case that's a Chiddush, that it is usher, but in the way it works in terms of its mechanism, it works normally. So what's the right approach in terms of dealing with a Chiddush? To treat it as an exception, or to say no? That which would be limited to one particular instance, or to say that the Chiddush is that we consider the Lefgam itself an Osir, but then it works. Once you get past its presence, then it works naturally with everything else. All right, something to think about. Just to reiterate, now you see it clearly from like the Adam Zomim case. That it's just easy to see that by Rava's by is saying that since they were found in Zomim, and that creates a psul, so logically speaking the psul should be from when they did it. And Rava says it's true logically speaking that's the way it should be, but the whole thing is not logical, it's a Chiddush. So you only have the psul mechidusho ve'elach from the time that they get the shame Edom Zomim. In other words, Rabbi is saying it's better to take the Chiddush and normalize it, and now at least have it work consistently on its own terms. So if on the terms of the Chiddush, we say the Maase Edom Zomim is a psul, so then we should say from the Maase they do it, the apostle. That at least is being consistent with itself. Rava says, no, that's worse. Because now the Chiddush is creeping deeper into Halacha. It should be contained at the moment that it's entered by the Torah, and it shouldn't creep any deeper into the rest of the system. It's true it's an inconsistent, illogical statement to say that what they did made them Edom Zomim, but they're not possible from what from the time they did it. That's true, but that's the nature of the thing. It's a Chiddush. So it should only go from the... We're not saying now that we're going to say, and therefore the Maisa is really... No, no. It's the din of Edom Zomim is a psul. The din is a chiddush. When do they have the shame Edom Zomim? From the time that the Edom are mazim. And that's it. It's better to be inconsistent in that one, but contained to the one din that the Torah says it by, than to take something that is a chiddush and expand it deeper to have its own internal consistency. Because you shouldn't enter the Chiddush any deeper than it has to be. In other words, Abaye tries to moderate the Chiddush. Well, let's moderate the Chiddush. Let's enter it in on its own terms and let it work at least consistently with itself. Rava says, no, it shouldn't be even consistent with itself, because that's still getting deeper. Ein lo elo chidusho. That's it. I mean, the Rashba, I know this is it's too complicated to go into right now, but the Rashba holds l'halacha l'maisa from this principle. Ein lo, I think the Ran too. Ein lo ela chidusha. They apply it in the case of what I mentioned before of Isser Kavua. There's certain cases where you have something called an Isser Kavua. And when you have an Isser Kavua, even though there's Rov Kusher, we say it's all Usher. It's Mechsa, we consider it like Usher. So there's certain cases that you might not find out that it's kavua until much later. But we know it was kavua from the beginning. So the Ran says, it's true, even though if you find out about that it was kavua later, it's mutter. Because ein lo el chidusho. We don't therefore go back and say, l'mafreya, therefore it was kavua from the time you took it, and it's all us. We say, no, if you took it before we knew it was kavua, that's it, you're not under the chiddush. Even though it's not logically consistent, of course it's not logically consistent. That's why it's called a chiddush. So they apply it. They apply this ruling of Rava, which I'm trying to say to you is, it's not a particular question over here. It's a general question of how we treat chiddush. They seem to hold that we hold like Rava in that, and they apply it to cases that the Gemara doesn't mention it expressly by. In a certain dinim of it, I mean, if you learn, you'll see. If you take a piece of meat home from the marketplace and you find out later that it was that there was Nisr Kavu in the marketplace, that's the kind of question. But if you knew it from before and you took it, it would be Asr. But if you didn't find out about later, they held it would be Mutter. Because the Chiddush doesn't kick in when you took it. It's a Chiddush. It's not like revealing a new, like Johnny's saying, it's not revealing a new, it's not a Gilei Milsa, it's a Chiddush. That's the difference between a Gilei Milsa and a Chiddush.